All right, Pierce Brown. Hey, man, Salt Lake City Pulpcast. Outside of Eli Tomac and Shane McElrath, who both won the races, you had perhaps the ride of the day. On the ground, second, the 21st to 5th, phenomenal ride, man. Great job.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. It was a tough one. I'm definitely hurting from it right now. But no, it was a good day overall. I qualified
4th, I think?
Qualified 5th? No, I think qualified 6th overall. Okay. I had 5th in the second qualifying, but got bumped to 6th because someone had a better time in the first practice. But
yeah.
Yeah, and then came out, got 3rd in my heat. So it was all going good. And then, dude, the first lap of the main, I had a decent start. I was stoked on that. And then I came into the second corner, and Shimoda was outside of me. He kind of slid out.
Yeah.
I hit him, bounced off of him, and I was fully sideways. And I was just waiting for someone to hit me. And then it ended up being Colt Nichols.
Yeah.
Clipping me, and then we both went down. But
yeah, you really had you had nowhere to go. You were screwed.
Yeah, no. Like after the moto, Colt, I don't know if he was pissed off or what, but he kind of gave me like the best stare. So I was hoping he wasn't too mad, but no, I had nowhere to go. Like I bounced off of Shimoda,
yeah,
and then was kind of just along for the ride. So it was hectic.
Oh, dude, it was a great ride. I think you passed 22 dudes on that triple by scrubbing that triple on those rollers. Honestly, yeah. Every single lap, you were just crushing guys there.
Yeah, that's what my manager TK said. I passed basically everyone there. It was, I don't know exactly what I was doing different.
You were doubling and then like throwing yourself into the face and then scrubbing into the face. It was
yeah,
it was awesome. How tired were you? That's a lot of work, and we're at altitude. I know you're used to it, but still, you had to been hard.
I actually felt really good all moto, and then we hit 3 laps to go, and that's when I started feeling it. But I had McElrath and Sexton like right on me, like ready to lap.
Yep.
And I was like, shoot. So like as soon as I saw my mechanic give me 3 laps on the pit board, is when McElrath and Sexton were like right on me, so I went ahead and let him by.
Yeah.
But after that, I was kind of just cruising on the way home on that one. But
did you know where you were? Because the pit boards and stuff. I know some guys are trying to pit board, but did you know where you were and all that?
I kind of had a clue, but I honestly had really no clue because I saw my pit board twice. And the first time he gave me, I was P8. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I'm 8th. And I was counting riders I was picking off, but I didn't know if we were lapping people or if they were, I didn't know where they were.
Yeah.
So I was just going for it. And then I saw 3 laps to go, but he didn't have that position like for me there. So I was guessing the whole entire moto without a pit board. It's definitely like, it's mental, but.
Did you?
No, it was a good day.
Yeah, if you were laying on the ground and someone said, "Hey, Pierce, you're gonna get 5th," you would have took that all day long because that you were, dude. Yeah, you were so far back. It was a great.
Yeah,
ride.
Yeah.
Do you think? Go ahead.
What's that? I was more. I wasn't mad about my riding, but I'm still just super like pissed off of like how like the first lap went. If I would have stayed up on the first lap, I felt like I could have surprised myself, but. I was bummed on being stuck on the ground and getting up and last.
Yeah. I know you don't live here and ride here all that much, but do you think the dirt, do you think you got a little bit for help from just being familiar with the dirt and everything? Because I've been talking to guys here for the last hour, and a lot of guys are like, dude, it was so slippery. It was so breaking down. It was ruddy. Like a lot of guys struggle with the track and the dirt. Do you think it helped you at all, or have you been gone too long and riding too much other stuff?
I feel like I've been gone too long. I moved out to Georgia when I was like 14, and I've been on the East Coast ever since.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We heard it was supposed to be, all the rents were supposed to be in Arizona. So I flew back to Cali early, like 2 weeks before the first round. And then as soon as we landed, they announced it was going to be in Salt Lake. But we flew out early to Cali just so I could practice on hard pack stuff, because I feel like I struggle on hard pack stuff more than I do like tacky and rutted track. So I was honestly like, I honestly feel like hard pack is definitely not my strong suit, but it is kind of weird for like me to like be a local out here.
Well, hey, man, that's all I needed from you. Great ride. Fantastic job. And now we got a race again in 2 days. So we'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks for calling me.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem. I'll see you Wednesday.